This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
Audiobooks, like many other things, have become so much more convenient with the advance of technology. Not so long ago, if you wanted to listen to an audiobook, it meant running the risk of being buried alive in an avalanche of cassettes or CDs. But now, of course, thanks to more storage and faster mobile internet, you can download multiple audiobooks whenever and wherever you like. Today, I'm going to take a look at the free RNIB audiobook service, Overdrive, and specifically the iOS app. Okay, let's get the basics out of the way first. Overdrive is a service which allows libraries and organizations from all over the world to make their content, be that ebooks or audiobooks, available through one common place, which is the Overdrive app or Overdrive website. The RNIB have added their own library of audiobooks to the Overdrive service. It's free to join, just Google RNIB Overdrive to find out more. Or call the RNIB on 0303 123 9999. Once you've joined up, you'll be given a library number and PIN code to sign into the RNIB library. So that's what it is and how to get it. Now let's take a look at the Overdrive app on the iPhone. First, we need to download the app, so go to the App Store and search for Overdrive, all one word. It should be the first one on the list, so just download and install it, which is what I've already done, so let's open it up and see what happens.
Overdrive. Sign up for an Overdrive account to enjoy ebooks, audiobooks, movies, and more from your library.
Okay, so we're on the first page. I'm just going to swipe to the right and see what else is on here.
Sign up. Button. Already have an account. Sign in. Button.
So on this first page, we need to sign into the Overdrive service. So let's double tap on sign in.
Sign in. Sign in. Sign in using library card. Link. Sign in using Facebook. Button.
So as you heard, we got two options to sign in here. I'm going to choose sign in with library card.
Sign in using library card. Link. Enter a library name. Search field.
Next, it's asking me which library I want to sign into. So I'm going to search for RNIB.
Search field. Is editing. Kappa. Kappa. N. N. I. I. B. B. Search. Share. Button.
I've typed RNIB and hit the search button, but there is a little bit of an issue I've noticed here is that the focus is a little bit erratic. Instead of voiceover focus remaining on the main content of the page, it's jumped down to a share button at the bottom of the app. Now at the bottom of the app, there are a few buttons there, forwards, backwards, reload and share, just like you would see on a web browser. So what I'm going to do is just move my finger to the middle of the screen to move focus back onto the main content.
Royal National Institute of Blind People, heading level 4. RNIB, Royal National Institute of Blind People, 105 Judd Street, link.
That's what I want, the RNIB library link, so I'm going to double tap on that.
RNIB, Royal National Institute of Blind People, back button.
Again, there's that focus issue, so I'm going to move my finger to the middle of the screen just to put focus back on the main content again.
Semicolon sign in using your library card. Card number. Text field.
Here we go, this is what we need, so double tap here and enter your library card number. Once I've entered that, again, I'm going to touch the middle of the screen and swipe until I find the text field to enter my PIN number.
PIN. Secure text field.
Once you've entered both of those, give it a few seconds to sign in and you should see the next page.
Main menu. Button. All titles. Button. Sort. Button. Edit. Button. Add a title. My libraries. Edit. Button. Royal National Institute of Blind People. Add a library. Bookshelf. Account. Settings.
Okay, there's actually quite a few options on here, but all I'm interested in is the RNIB library. Now remember, the Overdrive service is separate from the actual libraries themselves, so you can add multiple libraries to the Overdrive service. Here I've got the RNIB one added already, but if I wanted to and the library had signed up with the Overdrive service, I could add my local library or my school library as well. I'm not going to go into all the other options here, I just want to show you how to download a book, so I'm going to double tap on the RNIB library.
Royal National Institute of Blind People.
Okay, so once you double tap on this, it will take you to the RNIB library website. You're still inside the Overdrive app, it doesn't take you to Safari or anything, so let's take a swipe around and see what's on here.
Main menu. Button. Royal National Institute of Blind People. Heading. Skip to site navigation. Link. Subject navigation. Link. Page content. Link. Digital media search. Link.
Ooh, I heard search there. We'll check that out in a minute, but as this is a website, I'm going to navigate by heading.
Feature title. Heading level 2.
Let's take a look here. I'll just swipe to the right.
The Prince Who Would Be King. Click here to view audiobook details for The Prince Who Would Be King by Sarah Fraser. Link. By. Sarah Fraser. Link. Borrow. Link. Sample. Link. Charismatic. Gifted. Dynamic. Dead at only 18 years old. On the point of succeeding to the throne. In 1610, Henry Stuart was a celebrity throughout Europe.
Yeah, sounds enthralling. Anyway, the important things you would have noticed there was the borrow button, which you would tap if you actually wanted to download the book, and the sample button, which will play a quick sample of the audio. Anyway, let's take a quick look at the other headings on this page.
Top 10 Mysteries. Heading Level 2. Link. Most Popular Nonfiction. Heading Level 2. Link. New Releases. Heading Level 2.
So there's a few options there, but I want to search for a book. So let's go back up to the top and find the search option.
Digital Media Search.
That's one. Double tap.
Digital Media Search.
Oh, nothing seems to happen. Actually, on the screen visually, I can see a text field has appeared, though VoiceOver isn't speaking it out. Let's flick to the right.
Search. Image. Search. Search. Ellipsis. Text field.
Ah, there it is. Okay, so let's double tap on there, and I'm going to search for James Herbert, one of my favourites. Again, once I typed it in and hit search, the focus jumped all over the place, so I'm going to move my finger to the middle of the screen again.
Search results. Heading level 3. Sort results by relevancy. Pop-up button. Page 1 of 1. Options for 48 by James Herbert. Link. 48. Image. Borrow. Link. Sample.
48. I love this book. Okay, so let's download this one. So I'm going to double tap on the borrow button.
Borrow.
Now it's going to ask me to enter my library card number and PIN. And once you do, of course, focus will go for a wander again, but you know what to do by now. Just move your finger to the middle of the screen. And what we're looking for is this.
Add to app MP3 audiobook. Link.
Double tap here to download the book. Now you can continue browsing around and add up to 6 books from the library. But when you're done and you actually want to listen to a book, click on the main menu button on the top left.
Main menu.
Now the option you want here is bookshelf, but again, I did find there were some focus issues here. If you have any problems, just move your finger to the left-hand side of the screen, that's where the main menu appears, and you should be able to swipe through and find it.
Bookshelf.
Double tap and then flick to the right and you should find your books.
48.
Just double tap here to start listening.
This is selected. RNIB bookshelf. Talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B.
So there you have it. That's the Overdrive app on the iPhone. And to be honest, it's a classic example of being technically accessible. But from a user's point of view, I'm going to use one of my favourite phrases, it's far more clunky and frustrating than it needs to be. Now, to be fair to the RNIB, as I've said before, Overdrive is a separate service. And the Overdrive app and any accessibility issues is actually down to them. But with that being said, the RNIB library website itself could be a lot easier to navigate than it is. But overall, it's usable, there's 20,000 books available, and for me, the most important factor, it's free.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.